Hello and welcome back to the Church of Jesus Christ study session with Come Follow Me. I'm your host Matthew Roberts and this is Season 6, Episode 27 of this daily study podcast. Thank you so much for joining us once again today as we continue with our study of this week's Come Follow Me materials, studying in Alma chapters 5-7 in the week of June the 10th to June the 16th. Today we're going to continue through Alma chapter 5. It is a long chapter, and there's lots of great stuff in there. We'll see where we get to. But I'm going to start in verse 33. The Alma has just talked through a number of questions, stripping of them of pride or trying to have them identify envy within themselves. And then in verse 33, he says about how that they can return and repent. He says, "Behold, he sendeth an invitation unto all men, for the arms of mercy are extended towards them, and he saith, repent, and I will receive you." So this idea that, you know, they are always able to turn back to the Lord through repentance, through turning away from these things which are an issue. As such, they're able to come forward and to do the things which they're able to do to be forgiven. It does take us turning to and accepting the atonement of Christ, for Christ is the one which is able to redeem them and receive, and he is always ready to receive them. The arms of mercy are extended towards them. President Russell M. Nelson said, quote, "A rich meaning is found in the study of the word atonement. In Hebrew, the basic word for atonement is kafar, a verb which means to cover or to forgive. Closely related is the Aramaic and Arabic word kafat, meaning a close embrace, no doubt related to the Egyptian ritual embrace. References to that embrace are evident in the Book of Mormon. One states that the Lord hath redeemed my soul, I have beheld his glory, and I am encircled about eternally in the arms of his love. Another proffers the glorious hope of our being clasped in the arms of Jesus." Close quote. This idea of embracing and receiving is a beautiful one, and I'm sure that you've been through moments where things are of great difficulty, of great trial and tribulation, and the thought of receiving a warm embrace from the arms of Jesus is the thing which we really need and will help us to not necessarily have everything solved, but just help us to get through the great difficulty that we're facing at that moment. And so I think that's a beautiful thought to be able to consider about how we're able to move forward. Let's skip forward a little bit, because Alma then continues to ask a few soul-searching questions about how the Nephites need to reflect on their standing before the Lord. But then once he does this, he then says in verse 40, ways in which that they can discern if they're on the right track or not. In verse 40 he says, "For I say unto you that whatsoever is good cometh from God, and whatsoever is evil cometh from the devil. Therefore, if a man bringeth forth good fruits, he hearkeneth unto the voice of the good shepherd, and he doth follow him. But whosoever bringeth forth evil works, the same becometh a child of the devil, for he hearkeneth unto his voice, and doth follow him. And whosoever doeth this must receive his wages of him. Therefore, for his wages he receiveth death, as to things pertaining unto righteousness, being dead in all good works." I think that this is an important reminder about how we ought to pay close attention to the messages and the choices and decisions that we make each day, and whether that they will lead us to something good, which is of God, or if it's something which will distract and turn us away from that. Elder James C. Fowle said, quote, "In our day we are bombarded by messages from many sources, both profane and spiritual. How can we determine the ones that are most vital to us? I suggest that we may look at the source of the messages and the motivation behind them. The Lord has given us a guide through the prophet Alma. Whatsoever is good cometh from God. We must strive to be worthy so that we do not miss the profound messages that come from God. Ultimately, these messages include the sum total of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Close quote. So that is an important section, which then leads us to kind of the last quarter of Alma's message to the people, which is all about how we are able to receive our own witness of the Saviour and his teachings through the Holy Ghost. This is important, and Alma is make sure he includes this in his message, because after kind of a number of verses where at the start he's trying to get them to have a frank view of themselves, he then gives them the glorious message that there is hope, that the Saviour stands ready at any moment to receive them, to support and bless them, and that they will be able to know by the fruits of the decision or the actions if it is good or of God. But then he talks about how they can themselves receive a witness that these things are true, or that the Saviour is, you know, the one that has made it possible for them to be forgiven. I'm going to pause it there, and we'll go into that tomorrow. So thank you so much for joining us again today. Please do join us tomorrow as we conclude Alma chapter 5. And until we meet again.